Let's talk to Norman Lamb, the Health and Social Care Minister. Norman, good afternoon.
Hello, Ian.
First of all, let's look at the figures. Only 1.4% of public health budgets from local authorities are spent on mental health. That seems to be an incredibly low figure. What's your reaction to that?
Yes, it doesn't make any sense. And I think this is, you know, something that the whole of society has to confront. It's not something that government can just do on its own. But I think it reflects the fact that up until now, the importance of mental health, mental good health, mental well-being simply hasn't been sufficiently recognised across society. It's not sufficiently talked about, which is touching on exactly the point that you were making. That's why the Time to Change campaign is so valuable, because it encourages people to be open. And we've had some great leaders, whether it's celebrities, whether it's sports personalities or political figures, speaking out about their own mental health problems. And every time one of those people does that, it makes it easier for others, perhaps a youngster who's really struggling, but feels they're the only one and feels that they can't talk about it. When someone famous comes out and talks about their mental health problems, it makes it so much easier for that individual. So this is about changing attitudes and about recognising that there's actually both a moral case but also an economic case for change and for treating mental health equally with physical health. And that hasn't happened until now. And I'm on a sort of mission to achieve this. As a Lib Dem minister, I just feel completely driven to correct this injustice, really. And it's not through anyone's fault, essentially. It's just changing attitudes and getting society to recognise that if you invest in mental health and in services to support people, there is a return on your investment and you can make a massive difference to people's lives.
Do you find when you talk to people within government or other public authorities that there's any resistance to this? Because if there isn't, why on earth hasn't it been done before?
Well, I don't think it's so much resistance, Ian. I think it's more that it just gets ignored. I spend my life in the Department of Health and in discussions with NHS England and in discussions at a local level all over the place, just saying, but what about mental health?
Are you saying that really within Public Health England, within the NHS, this is a subject that is still ignored by professionals?
I just say that the whole focus is always on those big headline things, cancer care, which is, of course, terribly important. Mm. But if you think about the standards and access entitlements we've set. So there's a standard that you must be seen by a specialist within 2 weeks if you've got suspected cancer. You've got to be seen and dealt with within 4 hours in an A&E department. You've got an 18-week referral to treatment for any physical health condition. But when the last Labour government introduced those standards, and they were right to do that, but they left out mental health. And so you can imagine these standards become incredibly politically resonant and important. And so you get everybody focuses on making sure we meet those standards, and something loses out, and it's always mental health. That's my job to change that.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you change your job title and put mental health in your job title?
Well, I could do, but I'm working on, I answer to anything, Ian.
Well, I know that.
Frequently with abuse from you in the past.
Not now. Jeremy Hunt will be doing a phone-in with us next week. I might put that question to him there to give you a new job title. How about that?
Okay, well, that's fine. Let me just make one other point. You'll be aware, because you were at the Lib Dem conference in Glasgow, Nick Clegg, Deputy Prime Minister, announced for the first time the introduction of access and waiting time standards in mental health coming into effect from next year. And this is, in a sense, this is a watershed moment, because it is the first very, very clear acknowledgement that there has to be equality. And we're not there. You don't do this overnight. We've got a five-year plan to change things. But I'm totally driven by the need to achieve equality and to end discrimination against people with mental health problems.
And just to sort of follow up what you said at the beginning of the interview, you think that successive governments and indeed people within government now are still ignoring mental health rather than even just sort of downplaying it. They're just ignoring it.
There's no malice. There's no intention to do down mental health. It just doesn't get the acknowledgement and attention it needs, because the attention is on the big issues that are in the newspapers and so forth. That's why, Ian, it's so good, LBC and you, doing this feature today, because it gets it out into the open, and it makes, you know, one in four of us at some stage in our lives will suffer some sort of mental health problem. So it touches every family. So, you know, even if people haven't talked about it, they still care about it. And the interesting thing was, when Nick Clegg made the announcement about access and waiting standards in mental health, the reaction was overwhelmingly positive. People feel the importance of this, even if they haven't been in the past able to talk about it.
Well, I suppose I could blame you for causing a depression in 2005 for me, but that would be flippant and wrong, wouldn't it?
Well, my well-being was enhanced by the result in 2005.
I should explain to listeners who don't know, Norman trounced me in the 2005 general election, but we're friends now.
Absolutely.
Norman, thank you very much. That's Norman Lamb, the Health and Social Care Minister, soon to become the Health, Social Care and Mental Health Minister, if I've got anything to do with it.